Living unconditional love means seeing all in life as very good and judgmentless and without judgment and with no judgment. Can we do that? We sure can. And as we begin to live our life that way, our life becomes the most important life anyone could ever live on the face of the earth. Living unconditional love means seeing all in life as very good and with no judgment. Can you do that? Can I do that? That's what I do all the time. I live my life in unconditional love, seeing all very good with no judgment. I may make observations from time to time, but I'm not judging. I'm not telling other people how to live their life. I'm not telling myself how to live my life. I'm living my life according to what my values are. I'm living my life according to what I feel is important for me and my way of thinking. It's not a matter of how the rest of the world appears to me. It's not a matter of how other people are doing things. It's not a matter of whether the world is, quote, good or bad, end quote. Rather, it is only a matter of I am living unconditional love, and as I live unconditional love, I have absolutely no judgment about another being, about circumstances, about anything, because I call everything good. I see everything in life good, and I call everything good. Now, that's a very easy thing to do. It's a very easy thing to call everything good, and to look at it and see everything through your eyes. Are you a loving person? Are you a gentle person? Are you a caring person? Do you feel you have to tell the world how to live to get along? Do you want to be a politician? Do you want to help the world accomplish goals and circumstances? Or do you want to be yourself under all circumstances? What would happen if we had a president who was totally, absolutely unconditional love? If we had a president that looked at this country and said, it is a good country, it is a wonderful country, it is a beautiful country. If we had a president who looked at life and said, everybody in the world is beautiful, everyone is loving, everyone is fantastic. Well, you know, for him, that's the way it would be. Now, what if every parent said to their family, their spouses and their family, I have the finest family in the world. I unconditionally love my family. I do not see my family needing to change or improve. I do not see my family needing to become better. I see my family through my eyes of unconditional love as being absolutely fantastic, absolutely good, with no judgment needed right now. And so it is. Now, if parents could see that, how wonderful that would be. Now, parents have training in this field. As they raise children, the children are raised as by the parents who said, my son can do no wrong. My daughter can do no wrong. I have taught them my values. I have taught them my way of thinking. And my way of thinking is all is beautiful. And every person they come in contact with will be a blessing in their life because they are a blessing to them. They create these people as a blessing. They create these people as fantastic. They create all of the children they play with as being good. They create all of the people in their world as good. Oh, they have the best teacher. They have the best friends, my bestest friend in all the world. This is merely a matter of their unconditional love sharing itself and being beautiful under all circumstances. Now, can you share yourself and be beautiful under all circumstances? Can you look at the world and see it good? Let's take a step backward for just a moment. Who is the creator of the world? Who is the creator of the world? Who is the creator of the world? You are. I am. I am the creator of my world, and you are the creator of your world. Now, is there anything in your world that you don't like? Then create it liking it. Not changing it. Just create it in the original thought you have as liking it. And create yourself as liking yourself in every way. You have the ideal body, the ideal mind, the ideal beingness. You're fantastic. Now, oh boy, what a big head that is. No, that's what it's all about. When you tell a child he's a good student, he'll be a good student. When you tell a child he's a poor student, he'll be a poor student. Simple as that. It's not whether the child really is a good student or really is a poor student. It's whatever you tell the child and whatever he believes, that's what he'll do. Now, if you tell that child that he's a good student and a wonderful student and a fantastic girl and a fantastic boy, someone that everyone dearly, deeply, wonderfully loves, then so it will be. Can you do that? Can you create all the children in your world as fantastic as can be? Do you know what a good child is? A good child has a smile on their face all the time. A good child is unconditionally loving of everybody. A good child has no judgment in their heart for anybody. A good child is very good. Now, are you like that? You're the creator. You created that child, every child in the world, that way. How about parents? Are you creating parents to be unconditionally loving and very good? If you really were a halfway decent creator, there'd be no war, because you wouldn't create war. There'd be no unhappiness. You'd not create unhappiness. There'd be no poverty. You wouldn't create poverty. It's so interesting. We hear of very wealthy people who don't know that there's poverty in the world, who don't know that there's problems in the world, who don't know, and that's just as fine, just as good. They're living a life without poverty and without any of these things, and they can, except if they get a bug that says, go out and help these people, go out and change the world. If, for instance, Princess Di were to hear that landmines were still in place in certain parts of the world and keeping people from enjoying it, she would instantly stop seeing landmines there. She'd instantly stop seeing those things, and she would start seeing those people cultivating that land and enjoying the harvest. She would start seeing everything in divine order. She would start seeing the world as being ideal. And this is who you and I are. We're seeing the world as ideal because we are unconditional love, and we have no judgment. No judgment what is right or wrong by anybody in any circumstance. All we know is all is in divine order. Living unconditional love means seeing all in life as very good and with no judgment. Do you want to do that? You want to do that? Or do you have the thought in your mind that some things could be improved? See them improved. Don't do them improved. See them done. See all the world in divine order. See all the world peaceful. See all the world harmonious. See all the world good and fantastic. And as you see all the world that way, so it'll be for you. And so it'll be for everyone. Now, you might think this is Pollyanna type talking. Well, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Think whatever you like. But I know we are talking about a principle, and that principle works. I'm living unconditional love And when I'm living unconditional love, it means seeing all in life as very good and with no judgment. And today, that is who I am, and that is what I am, and that is how I am. And do you want me to change? I don't create you wanting me to change. I create you appreciating I am living unconditional love at all times, with no judgment, only happiness in my heart. I love you. I love you. I love you.